But to avoid falling into an endless depth and being helplessly swept away, examining each of his qualities individually, let's step away from the physical and look at another form of beauty, that which emanates from his garments. Even demons displayed respect towards them. Hence both they fled and diseases ran away. Wherever Paul appeared, all of them pulled back and cleared the path, as if the champion of the entire world had surfaced. And just as those who have been wounded multiple times in war feel a chilling sense of dread at the sight of even a fragment of the armor of their attacker, the devils, too, at the mere sight of handkerchiefs, were stunned. Where are the rich and those who boast about their wealth now? Where are those who take pride in their titles and expensive robes? If they compare their possessions with these, everything they own will seem like mere clay and dirt. And why do I speak of clothes and gold trinkets? Why, even if someone gave me the entire world, I would esteem Paul's mere toenail more powerful than that entire dominion, his poverty than all luxury, his disgrace than all glory, his nakedness than all riches. I would view no safety as comparable to the blows his sacred head received, no diadem to the rocks he was a target to. This is the crown we should yearn for, dear ones. And if there's no persecution now, let's still prepare ourselves in the meantime. Because the one we talk about wasn't distinguished solely by persecutions alone. For he also said, I discipline my body. One can achieve excellence in this even without persecutions. And he advised not to gratify the desires of the flesh. And again, with food and clothing, let us be content. We don't need persecutions to aspire these. Also, he urged those with wealth to be humbler, saying, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation.